This is a Pinball News production.
What is very important, the lamps are very bright, so the play field looks much more nice because you have much more brightness. You don't need a lot of energy. So it's not only that you earn on the electricity, it's also that you don't have the problem with the burnouts on the boards and all these things because you don't need so much energy. They hold very, very long. Everybody knows that. LEDs, they help very long. They cannot burn out, or they normally don't burn out. And the play field is still heating up. So if you see, if you have a normal play field and you put your hand on it, you'll see it's always very warm. And it's also not good for the insert and for the play field itself. So it protects also the inserts and the play field. The most important, why we use that in Germany, we have a big hype since 1 year on the LEDs, is that the machines really look beautiful. How we started. So what we did is we tested several LEDs. We put the right resistance on them to have them on 6.3 volts. And we just put them in the socket, and we tested. And also, this solution is already very nice. You cannot sell that because you have contact problems. It's not fixed really inside, but it works and it's nice. So we started 1 year before. So the first product was the T10, which replaces the 555. So you see them here. Nice. Then we have the bayonet ones. And this LED, which we use, it's very bright, but it has not a very big view angle. So it's very important that you have the possibility to adjust that. The first series which we started 1 year developing, and in March I sold the first. They were not possible to change the direction, so you could not really fill up the whole insert. The bayonet, it's replaced the 444. And these are special for illumination. LEDs, they have a big view angel. For the illumination, you need a big view angel that you have the light everywhere, not only on a special point. Then we started to have a problem because there are some pinball machines. This is the TF of Magic. So one of my customers, he bought for me the plug and play LED, but what he did is not anymore plug and play. So what he did is he connected them. So that's not really professional, so somebody who can do that, he does it, but it's not really the sense. So we started with the next product. So we had a telescope arms wire, so for all these things you have the possibility to change the view direction of the LEDs. And these are for the special features, the LEDs. It's like, it has also big view angle. We have also the color changing LED there, so here's an example for that. Here you see some samples how they are made with wires. Here you see it again. Okay, next. Okay. Now we start talking about colors. We have 10 colors, and a big discussion also in Germany was on the LEDs is some people like the original colors of the original lamps. But the white color in LED is not like the white color in normal lamps. The normal lamps are a little bit like yellow. And the white in LED, they are a little bit in the blue type. So what you see here is, the picture is not 100% good, but the level one you see is a warm white LED. The color warm white is a little bit like the white from the normal lamps. And the white, which you see here, is the white like the LED white is. So if people say, I like the original colors, then they can use this one. But what we do very often, like here on the scale stiff, is we use both. That you have difference in the colors, so we use white and warm white and use it at another color. Here you see the scale stiff also with changing of illumination. So a part of the illumination here is blue and a part is red. This is Star Fact Generation, which we converted here on the Expo. Here you see the feature lights They are different because these are DC types, and the illumination, so they look the same, but they are AC types. Because if you would use the AC types, the DC types in the illumination, it will flicker a little bit. So that's why we have two different. You see the StarTech generation, how it looks like under the playfields with the leaves, and also here you see we use the with the
wires.
That's it, yeah, the magic. Here also we use the LED and then the tails of your every night. We also tested the LEDs in the old games. So for example, in the early Williams, you see here, it's a blue LED. Here you see also a green LED. You see, okay, green you cannot compare, but blue you see it's brighter. So it works also on the and here are all the valleys. And in the inserts, they don't work, the LEDs. It's difficult to explain. It's the technique how the matrix work in early valleys. They don't work. But they work in the illumination, and they work also what we do in the back class. We change them to red, blue, and white, but you can change them also. If you have it in real, it looks much nicer. These are the color which you see, which we have, and I will try now to explain how Bunny is able to convert a pinball machine, even if he doesn't have any knowing about techniques, about he's just playing, but he wants to do that. So what we do is if we have a kit, for example, this is a basic of the Scared Stiff. You got the complete playfield, and here you got a part list. And here you see also the pictures, what parts means. For example, the T is the T10, and you have TV is T-white, T-Y is yellow, blue, amber, green, and so on. You have the same with the bayonets. You have the same, there is B. You have the same with the wires on the T10s, then here we call them TT. And the same here with the bayonet, with the telescope, it's BT. And then we have the AC, it's that one. We have the color changing LED. And on the plan, you see them very easily which item you have to place on which position. So you see you have normal T10 in red and in orange. Here you have a TT, one of these. So it's very easy for everybody to convert his own machine with that. You see the display which we have on the band of Bay Room Newlands, it's there. And that was it already. It's not a team where we can talk a very long when big history is, but maybe we'll have some questions.
Have you tried the AC bulbs in an electromechanical machine? Have you
Yes, it works too. But only in the illumination we use that one. And what we have also is there are old electromechanical, like the Zakaria. They have also the bayonet ones, but the polarity is changed of them. So you can ask us, also Rick, if you need them. If you have also Korea, for example, they have a problem that to play 1, 2, 3, 4, you don't see it really good. It's very, very dark. And with these LEDs, you have it very bright. It works also for them.
Hi. Will you try to eliminate the strobing effect and start in the hall? I'm a nitpicker, I see it, and you see it kind of strobe, because that's what
it does. Yeah, but it's the strobing if it's in the attract mode. If you have it in the normal game, it's not strobing anymore. What really is a difference between the LED and the normal lamps is they are faster. So if they go faster on and faster off. But the strobing, you have more if you have the attract mode and they are switched on and off.
With anything that's strobing LEDs like that versus incandescent lights, the incandescent lights integrate the strobing. They glow a little when they're off, and they smooth out. That's why you don't notice it. with incandescent lights, even though it's with LEDs. Look at an old mainframe computer with rows of incandescent lights, it's the same effect. You look at a modern computer, the LEDs snap on and they snap off, and that's the difference. Incandescent lights integrate that switching on and off, it just smooths out, you don't see it.
So I didn't understand, my English spoke so well, I didn't understand everything.
He was restating what you said.
What?
He was just saying what you said in other words.
So I don't need to answer. Okay. Yes?
How did you decide what those colors to put in what?
Ah, yes, that's a good question. I just forget to explain it. It's very easy. You decide the same color as the insert is. So if you have a red insert, you take a red one. The red or the blue is much more colored than the original. And very extremely, you see it in the blue. You know, there are very machines which we have not possibility here to convert, like the Taste of the Arabian Nights or like the Scared Stiff. There you see it really, really good that the colors are much, much more. And what we do also, for example, in the Lofi, if you have a white insert, yes, you can also do other colors inside. For example, if we convert the white water, we have the river inserts made in blue, for example. And this is also very nice.
So you have a recommendation then about bulbs that were originally delivered with a cover, a cap, bulb condom on them?
No, we don't do it because what we have is we have the two different types. And one of the types, they are open, like they are not round, but they look similarly. So we don't need to cover it with something because it has already the color. It should be possible, I think, but we didn't try because there was not a big demand now for old guys. You know, if you have very old machines, people, they are not so interested in LEDs because they think they lose this. Only in the back glass, for example, or the rear, they are not bright enough. And we do. So you see here, these are the LEDs for the inserts, and these are for the illumination. So it's not round, it has a little bit different.
How much does this cost in relation to a bulb?
I have to convert them in dollars. I think it's around $2 for a bulb. But what people think is if you have a kit or converted a kit, okay, maybe you invest $80 or $100, but in the end, the worth of the whole machine is much more than you invest. You know, if you have high-end machines, and I see the prices here, they are much, much higher than in Germany. So if you invest maybe $100 in LED, the machine, the worth of your machine is surely more than 200 more before, because it's much nicer. So if you invest already time to refurbish it and to change the bulbs and everything, then you can do this at the same time.
Do you recommend using those behind the trans lights or behind the back glass?
We also do this in Germany, but we have two effects. One is that it's much nicer on the play field. If you have it behind the trans light, you have the technical reasons to do it because lower energy or other things, but you don't have really an advantage. So people in Germany, they also do it. It's very easy. You change them, but it's also a matter of the price, because if you change the whole backlash, it costs you also something. So mostly in Germany, the people, they don't do it, but some they do.
And Mr. 96 flashes, what are you using for those?
We work on that. We will release in a few months also the flashes. The question is really if it's very important to have flashes, because even if you have many advantages in the technical side, on the flasher, from the optical, from the how it looks like, I have already demonstrations of that, it's not a big advantage from LED flashes to the normal flashes, but we will have this also in the future. We restarted maybe in March, April with the product to sell this, so it's a very new product. So, are there any more questions?